I'm Andrea, founder of a boutique handbag brand, Andy, and this is why I switched to Shopify. I tried three other platforms prior to Shopify, and I remember my breaking point was when I would try to make one little change and my entire site would go down. Shopify made it really easy for me to shift everything over and hit the ground running. I was able to migrate my products and all of my customer information over.
Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Go to shopify.com/listen to take your business to the next level today.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures, and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
Well, thanks, Brock. Yeah, so if you haven't already picked up on it, this is an edition coming out on a Tuesday, and our new schedule for Build Your Tribe is now Tuesdays and Thursdays. We'll be up most Tuesdays. Tuesdays, you can expect a quick tip. I'm going to get you in, I'm going to get you out. Today is just a very simple, quick checklist that I need you to write these 7 tips down, and I need you to save them in your phone because you're going to need to reference them every single time you create a freemium, an opt-in, a lead magnet. This came up today and I was like, oh, this is so perfect. I have to talk about this on Build Your Tribe because I've got a great social media and marketing team of professionals that help me put things together. I mean, our team at Team Johnson's stellar. Nonetheless, sometimes the freemiums that we come up with, they miss the mark. So what we've created is a template, and we make sure no matter what the idea is, it meets these minimum requirements. Are you ready? Are you going to write these down? I hope so. Here we go. Number one, when you're creating a freemium, an opt-in, a lead magnet, whatever it is you need to start with, whatever it is we're creating, does it match our brand message? Is it on point? In other words, a lot of times you and I as entrepreneurs, we can outsource things. And by the way, I think it goes without saying that when I'm talking about freemiums, opt-ins, lead magnets, things that you can give away to your customers in exchange for their email address to start your relationship with them. Okay, so you want to make sure it's on point with your brand message. So if you're outsourcing the creation of some of these things, give it some time to look at it and say, does this represent my brand? Is this the message I want going out there? Number two, does it make a stellar first impression? It should be free of typos for the most part. I mean, listen, we're all human, but you need to send it off. If you're not great at proofreading things, send it off to somebody on Upwork or even Fiverr to proofread it, to make sure it is free of typos and any other errors that will reflect poorly on your brand. Make sure that it's giving them a great first impression in that it's not a bunch of filler. I get so many freemiums and I'm like, this is all pictures and it eats up all the ink on my printer and I could have got this in a blog post. This is not a great first impression. So make sure it's a really strong first impression. Number three, is it helpful or does it solve a problem? It's got to solve a problem and it's got to be usable, because if you're the person on the other end downloads whatever it is you've created, whether that's a video, a podcast, an audio, a template, a checklist, it needs to be really usable, something that they're like, oh, I can actually immediately use this, because if they don't use it, the relationship is moot. And they need to need it, because if they don't need it, they're not going to download it. All right, number four, and this is really an important piece, guys. Don't miss this one. Does it have a clear call to action? And that call to action should be referenced. You don't want to hit them over the head with it, but it should be referenced in the beginning, somewhere in the middle as a hint, and at the end, very clearly stated. And what do I mean by that? Okay, so let's say, for example, I provide for people a checklist to help them improve the aesthetic of their Instagram feed. They download that PDF, and if it's got all the great tools and information in order for them to make those changes, but it doesn't tell them that it's only part of the story if you're trying to grow your brand and your business, then I'm missing an opportunity to number one, serve my audience. Because frankly, if you just think making a pretty Instagram page or building your Instagram following is going to build your business, then I'm doing a disservice to my potential students. I'm doing a disservice to the people who download it, because that's not the whole story. So I want to, in the beginning of that freemium, at some point I want to reference, like, this is part of a bigger strategy, something we teach inside the Marketing Impact Academy, where we teach people it's not just about social media. You've got to learn how to understand your brand, how to identify the lifer you're trying to attract, how to get your brand message straight, how to understand your brand language and what it is you stand for and who it is you're trying to attract, and then to build your social media platform, and most importantly, that you're using social media to build your email list, not just to build your followers. So if you're interested in learning more, please check out marketingimpactacademy.com. Like, it could be something as simple as that. And then at the end, it might be a simple call to action, such as to learn more about our next opening for the Marketing Impact Academy, click here. Or to make sure you receive our next update related to how to improve your Instagram, be sure to click here. It's just, you want to have something that's a clear and concise call to action. Otherwise, the relationship ends. If you don't tell people what to do, we are so bombarded with messages and additional social media, people vying for our attention. It's not like they're going to say, wow, this is a great freemium, I should go become a fan of theirs online. Which, by the way, is another call to action you could use. You could just say, hey, now that you've read this, please jump on Instagram and send me a direct message and let me know what questions you have, or maybe even send me your Instagram handle so I could take a look at your page. So the more personal your call to action, if that's a possibility for you, it's not a possibility for everybody just because of, you know, the limited time you might have or how easy it is for you to scale. But that call to action should be clear and it should be compelling. In other words, what's in it for them? Saying, hey, add your name to my newsletter. Well, you already have their email address, so you don't need that. You literally need them to do something, and there needs to be some kind of a reward in it for them. Number five, big one, ding, 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 ding. Your freemium needs to be easily consumed by phone. People who are savvy enough to be looking for free opt-ins, free downloads, tools that will help them, they're doing it on their phone. And statistically speaking, we know that's at least 65%. And that other percentage, I can't do the math, 100 minus 65, what is that? Is that 35? 60, 70, 80, 90. Yeah, yeah. Woo! Look at me doing math. All right. Well, that percentage of people, you know who that is? That's like your mom, your aunt, people who don't have smartphones. You know what I'm saying? Like, so basically, anyone you want to target, here's a good statistic for you. Write this one down. 100% of the people you're trying to attract are doing it on their phone. You know that's true. You know that's true. All right. So for that reason, your freemium better be easy for them to consume on their phone. If they have to go to their desktop to access it, or if it's a beautiful PDF, but it's formatted like a Word document where it doesn't appear easy to read, they've got to like kind of scroll to the right and scroll to the left on their phone. That ain't good. Make it easy for them to consume on their phone in vertical format. Now, it's fine if they're scrolling up and down, but they shouldn't have to like move their thumb all around on the screen to try to scroll to the right and read the rest of the sentence. Everything should fit nicely in one vertical image. Same is true if you're sending them a video. If you're sending them a video, make sure it's a vertical video. If you're sending them an audio, make sure they can play it on their phone. You know, all of these things, you're sending the message to people that you're really easy to work with. They will want to do business with you. Number six, your freemium should literally solve a problem. It should be incredibly useful and valuable, but you don't want to give them so much that now they don't need to take the next step with you. In fact, you should be letting them know that this is great information. It will get them started. You hope that it helps them do X, Y, Z, but there's more to it. Or you might not even be saying there's more to it. You might be saying something to the effect, I can save you time. Here's how you can do it yourself in the form of this PDF or in the form of this audio. But if you want to do it the right way, take this call to action. So in other words, in the whole freemium in and of itself should be useful, but at the same time, it should make it really clear to the person using it that they need more and they want it from you. Number seven, this is the seventh and the last and the final tip, and it is a big one. And that's this: how you title your freemium should be based around what your end user believes the solution to be. In other words, if I'm trying to target people who are trying to build a business, I have to know enough about, in fact, if I'm looking for people who are going to be served by the Marketing Impact Academy, I have to know enough about that customer to realize they don't yet know that it's about starting with your brand. They don't yet know that they need to build their email list and that they need to have these pieces, meaning your freemiums and your lead magnets, in place before they waste another day in social media. Like, I know that, but the person I'm trying to target doesn't know that. That person still thinks it's about having a bigger social media presence. That's what they think. And that's what they think the solution is to building their business. They think, I will have a bigger business if I have more of a social media following. So if that's a solution they believe is going to help them, then I need to create freemiums around that solution. And once they download the freemium, in that process of me educating them, I'm also giving them that information and letting them know, like, hey, let me be frank with you. This isn't enough. It's not about just a social media following. If you want to do what I've done, if you want to do what others who you follow, who you want a business of their size and magnitude, you have to understand social media is one small piece. They don't waste time in social media until you've allocated enough of your resources and your focus, which shouldn't take much time, but I'll walk you through it in the Marketing Impact Academy, in building your foundational pieces, your email list, your lead magnets, your brand message, your brand identity. All of those things are the things we teach in the Marketing Impact Academy. And so I hope that I'll see you there as a student. See what I'm saying? Like, the whole freemium in general should make them hunger more from you. That's it. Quick Tip Tuesday is now over. Back to business. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Love ya. Mean it. Talk to you on Thursday.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.